This week on The Art Beat, we're joined by Sarah Beth Brown-Roby and Mick Jeffries from KYUK. So let's just establish right off the bat, it is KYUK.
It's KYUK, but when we talk about the festival, we often call it KYUK Fest.
KYUK Fest.
Yeah.
The first ever KYUK Fest is going to happen on September 15th through the 17th, a three-day festival. And is this something that's been in the works for a while?
So, you know,
Can I just say real quick that it's been my dream?
Okay, it's Mick's dream. I've only been playing a couple of years. And since then, I've gone to a number of different ukulele gatherings around the United States. And they're super fun. The people you meet, it's hard to be unhappy and play a ukulele. So they're happy people. They want to be with each other. It's as much family as anything else. And they like to travel to different places and play ukulele. We have one that we go to in Florida that is lovely and fun and very Floridian and kind of a little bit of what we were trying to do here is make sure that the festival was firmly planted in a location, right? So if you come to our festival, you're not just going to sit in a hotel the entire time. We have outings to the horse park. We have a bourbon experience. We have a fiber arts yarn bombing experience. So there are things for you to do, things for your companions to do. And we've also got a kid focus. Most festivals have an older only set. Kids aren't, I'm not going to say unwelcome, but they're not particularly welcome. And this is a real family friendly couple of days.
Mick, how long has Kentucky UK been an institution in Lexington? How long have you guys been doing what you do?
Well, this is kind of a dream come true, really. And it sort of grew directly out of our experience going to a variety of these ukulele festivals, which are wildly social occasions that include a variety of ages of people, but there's something unique about ukulele that has to do with people's desire to get together and play together. And it grows out of what I like to call personal music, a desire to sort of create your own music. And so consequently, I guess I would say that the idea of Kentucky Ukulele or KYU came about practically the first time I ever set foot into a room with a group of other people playing ukuleles, because there's this instant sense of camaraderie that you just don't get with, say, trombone.
I spend a lot of time with my friends on the weekend playing trombone. It's the best.
There's an instant desire. You get this instant sort of hit of camaraderie, and I feel like it almost leads instantly to this desire for a kind of group. And so this Kentucky Ukulele, KYU, has grown out of the social clubs that exist here in town and also the desire to provide opportunities for people who love ukulele to get more ukulele.
And to get started. So we have a group that we play with every Monday night at the Hive Salon called the Lexingtones, and they're a blast. And there are a couple other groups. The Hot Cookies are in town, and they're wonderful, too. Jumping in, when we started out, we were really new, and everybody was really new. So jumping in was really easy because everybody was learning at the same time. But then people started advancing, and there wasn't really an opportunity to jump in. You can learn online. That's a thing that you can do. And you can take individual lessons, which is also fine, but it's a lot more fun in a group. We taught adults this summer at Crank and Boom Ice Cream. And so you could go downstairs and get ice cream or an adult beverage and play. And that was really fun. We teach at another two, three places. We taught at Music Works for a while. We have a class at CMA that we do. We taught at a Latino college education experience camp this summer. We like spreading the gospel of ukulele as well to people who maybe are having trouble getting started or had a former career and life and always thought that they would pick up an instrument but never quite got there. And younger kids that are just starting their musical journey. Recorder is an okay way to get started, but it's not quite as fun as ukulele. You don't get to sing. There's not as much dancing.
One of the great appeals of ukulele is that it sort of lines up more with kind of the modern world that we live in, you know, the kind of rock and roll world that we live in. So, you know, at some level, everybody kind of wants to be a rock star. And a ukulele is literally a small way to do that.
Well, and ukulele audiences are very forgiving. So nobody really cares if you're terrible. I mean, you could be terrible. Mm-hmm. As long as you're having a good time, everybody's having a good time.
And it's amazing how much fun you can watch having someone play a song badly, kind of. Or being stunned and amazed by someone playing a song very well when you didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So the ukulele scene, one of the things about it is we provide our own entertainment. It's the ultimate sort of can-do experience, really. It's not we don't need your PA or your band or anything. We get together and play. So
how many members are part of the KYU?
KYU is just me and Mick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
KYU is an organization, really, that's sort of designed to create a higher awareness of ukulele and to bring learning opportunities to all skill level players. As Sarah Beth was saying, we started out with the Lexingtones group, and we still go, and anyone can come. It's open to anybody, and it's free. But at this point, all those people have been playing for several years mm-hmm. now. And if you show up as a beginner, you have to have kind of an enormous fortitude of character, because it's a turbulent ride on Monday nights.
Right.
So there are some people that maybe are better suited to start out. You know, a lot of people, I would say, would probably be better suited to start out with a group of players that are closer to their skill level. But the word group there is really important, too. And there's something about ukulele, again, that it's not like you would just necessarily get together in a group to learn to play ukulele. You keep wanting to be in this group of ukulele players. And we've seen this at festivals all over the place, and bringing that here with KYU Fest has just been kind of the dream all along to sort of help cement this ukulele scene here and be an opportunity for players from all over the region and all the surrounding states to come somewhere, learn new skills from people that we admire and people who are our inspirations and our teachers, regardless of skill level. So we're looking forward to presenting these opportunities for people to do so and for us to get together and play ukulele.
Mick Jeffries and Sarah Beth Brown-Roby from KYUke on WUKY. They're here to tell us about the gaggle of uke players and performers. They're going to be gathering together this weekend in Lexington. The event is KYUke Fest. It happens September 15th through the 17th, 3 days. And the first day is going to be at the Lyric Theater. You'll be doing a lot of different things there. And this is right around the same time as Gallery Hop, which I guess has got a Latin feel.
Right.
So will there be a little bit of a Latin feel to the...
We've got a ringer.
Yeah. Oh, geez, Daniel.
We have a serious ringer. Daniel uh-huh. Ward is coming from Los Angeles. And in addition, I must humble brag say that he's my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But he is one of the most stunning players. He comes from a flamenco guitar background. And he's taken that expertise and transferred it onto ukulele. And for as quiet-spoken and gentle of a man as he is, he's astounding to watch play. And has a card-carrying expert in a variety of Latin music.
Just world things. Music in general.
Yeah, world music in general.
Is this going to happen in the main theater of the Lyric?
Well, so the event's going to be a little bit split, right?
Okay.
So there, Daniel will be part of Gallery Hop, and then we will also be doing a showcase, sort of a curated open mic. So we will have young people from the region and a couple of people that we have handpicked ahead of time to kind of showcase the younger folks. When we do ukulele things on a larger scale, there's generally one kid that will get up and wow everybody, and that's really great. But they don't have as many opportunities to get together and see what each other are doing. And a lot of the groups that we have here are older children, so in high school, and, you know, they're social creatures. So we wanted an opportunity for them to get together and see what other people their age are doing.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity for one of our really core missions that we're working on that we hope that KYU Fest will help with is uniting a scene of these kind of high school age players, of which there are many. If you ever go to YouTube and just look at, there's a jillion YouTube
videos.
Yeah,
but they're all
videos.
Sitting in their bedrooms in yeah. YouTube, which is fine and fun and everything, but it would be great if they could talk to each other,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so we're trying to facilitate that. We're trying to get them out from in front of their YouTube computer screens where they're putting their videos up of them playing ukulele, but they rarely are in front of other people. And we put them together, and then there's this brand new electricity that we've seen over and over again where we'll just start drafting them in, basically. We're like, okay, you're part of this gang, too.
Honestly, we've had a number of students that when we talk to them about getting on stage, they always balk. And then they get up, and they're like, how many more times am I allowed to get up? And how many more songs can I play? And so we want to give everybody that opportunity.
And it's so empowering because, again, if you come back to this concept that I like to call personal music, you know, it's good for your brain. It's good for your coordination. You're super proud of yourself for doing this. And it's a skill that doesn't really dissipate. It's something that you continue to have. But it is funny to watch these kids get on stage because if they see one of their friends get on stage, sometimes the ones they're like, oh, no, I'm never going to do that. But then their best friend gets on stage and they're like, I'm going next.
Friday is a showcase. There's not necessarily instruction as much on Friday.
Well, so we do hope to be doing a couple of assemblies at local schools to get some local interest and to expose them to these fantastic players because they're special. There are great players in town, but Heidi Swedberg and Daniel Ward, they're just incredibly special, and we want to share that with some local schools. So we are trying to work that out. And Friday's all free, so anybody can walk in, anybody can watch the concert. It'll be great, and you won't have to pay a cent.
The event moves to the Campbell House on Saturday and Sunday, and I understand the Campbell House has been recently renovated.
So, you know, the Campbell House of yore was, you know, an institution and pretty great in its way. But they poured about $10 million into this hotel. And it
My
is,
goodness.
It is swanky and
You can buy
fancy.
A lot of ukuleles for
$10 million. Right? You can. You can. But it's, you know, swanky and fancy and awesome and a great place to hang out and play ukulele. And so we have classes throughout the day. So you can learn different rhythms. You can learn real beginner skills. We have something for abject beginners. Never touched a ukulele. Some friend gave you one. It's been sitting in your closet. Come on in. And for people, they always say, what is it Daniel says about the loneliest teacher is an advanced ukulele
Jim
teacher?
Jim DeVille said that.
Jim said it?
The
okay.
loneliest guy in the room. The loneliest guy in town is an advanced ukulele teacher. But we're going to take issue with that.
But we really try to make sure that advanced players would have a space here too. So everybody will have a chance to play. We also have a kids class on Saturday so that lots of different people, lots of different skill levels will be able to come in. And just fascinating stuff. I mean, Daniel did a class on meditations that I went to that was just great. And things I'm a pretty beginner ukulele player. I'm not Mick. I haven't been playing for a bazillion years. And I cried in his class because I didn't think I could do the things that I was doing. I was amazed. And so he has lots of those sorts of tricks for people in the middle. But he also does some advanced things. On Sunday, he's doing a performance class where anybody can come in and take their music that they've been playing. And I mean, any level. So someone who's been playing for many, many years as a fantastic ukulele player will come in and he will workshop it with them, which is an incredible chance to really get some additions and skills for those who have been playing for a long, long time.
I'm trying to imagine the scene. Is this set up in the round?
Where, it is. Okay. Yeah.
Usually a good way to.
Well, one of the things about the Campbell House that we and I've always adored the Campbell House and had my wedding reception there and it's Byzantine. It's so full of corridors and it's somehow so authentically Lexington. One of the things that seems to be requisite for these ukulele festival sort of things that we've seen. Is all the ukulele players, they got to be together. They want to be together. They want to be together. So the Campbell House for us was a natural fit because of it, of all its, not just its meeting rooms, but it's kind of all its passageways. And the ukulele players will kind of fan out and take over all these little corners.
And they'll be up all night.
They'll be up all night. We had to put everybody together. And the Campbell House was the ideal choice for that because this is going to be a hoopla of a weekend, basically, for people who are coming from here and there and everywhere. And so we'll have a variety of workshops going on at the same time. Some of them are rather – we've talked a lot about Daniel Ward, but our other star is Heidi Swedberg, who is celebrated all over the place as – she can teach anybody of any level, and she has this – she has – what truly is kind of a Hollywood magic to her because she is a former actress who put that all behind her. She was Susan on Seinfeld. And I don't think I've ever said that to her, so I hope she doesn't hear this. but she left that life and became one of the most celebrated people in the world of kind of high profile ukulele players. And it's because of her just uncanny ability to connect with people and to connect in front of a crowd.
But she's one of those people that's super, super smart and knows how different people work. Right. So she's not just teaching for one audience. She's teaching for a number of different styles, which is pretty great. We also have Sam Gleaves from Berea. He's an incredible, incredible singer, and he does bluegrass music that will knock your socks off. He's coming in and doing a harmonies class for people who want to learn to sing harmonies for all of the music that we do. So there are a lot of groups that come in. We have groups classes, which I haven't seen before. Mick does a lot of really amazing arrangements for large groups. He'll be doing a class. Sam's doing his harmonies class. I think those are going to be really great. Mim from Mim's Ukes, she sells so many ukuleles. And what she does that's really special is she sets each ukulele up individually to make it sound as good as possible. And she's doing a care of the ukulele class, which is great for people who, you know, you've got a little buzz here or you want to tweak it or, you know, somebody handed you a ukulele that's okay and you want to make it sound better. She'll be helping with all of those things. Colonel Ukulele from Georgetown is coming in and he's doing a music theory class. So a lot of us learned ukulele chord by chord and song by song, but we don't really understand the mechanics. And so he's going to break that down too. There are lots of options.
Sarah Beth Brown Roby, Kentucky Uke on 91.3 WUKY. Mick Jeffries is here as well, talking about all things ukulele.
The thing that I'm the most passionate about in a lot of ways is that ukulele offers people a chance to have music in their lives. Feel particularly strongly about this with both ends of the age spectrum. With kids, of course, we've seen a lot of cuts in all kinds of arts funding and that kind of thing. And so, you know, that's sort of obvious. Anything that I can do to get sort of music into kids' lives as a regular part of their lives, I'm very happy about that. But I'm equally concerned and interested for people at retirement age who I like to say maybe they did the right thing, if you will, and they chose a responsible career so that they could bring home the right amount of a paycheck to support a family. And maybe they wanted to be a musician and they didn't. And they thought, well, you know, I wish I could have done that. And ukulele is a way that they can. It's everyone's entree into music. And music is something that everyone is entitled to. To build on what Sarah Beth was saying that's sort of funny is once that happens – and once you get especially some of these adults into music and into playing ukulele and they go from zero to super excited about it in the course of just a few weeks or months or something, then we begin to learn that we actually don't know the language. We don't know the music language that a lot of people that professional musicians maybe learned in school. And so we kind of wind up reverse engineering this stuff. And that's how we wind up offering classes like, okay, guess what? We're going to try to help you understand how harmony works or how some basic level music theory works to help build your ukulele practice so that, as Sarah Beth said, you're not just learning it all chord by chord and song by song.
But that's the good news too, right? Yeah. Is that you can leap in without theory, without, you know, any fancy skills. You just leap in ground level and you can start playing real songs within no time, which is, it's a great way to start up. I mean, I played music in high school. I was an oboe player, which doesn't really translate to much of anything. You know, grew up playing piano, was in choir for a number of years, and then nothing. I didn't sing a word. I didn't play anything for years and years and years until I hit my 40s. And someone said, "Hey, youth group," and handed me a pink sparkly ukulele. And I said, "Well, I'll give this a whirl." And I haven't looked back since.
This brings us to the dirty secret of ukulele, Sarah.
Not the dirty secret.
The dirty
What's
secret.
What's the dirty
of
secret? Do I know?
Do
the
we
dirty
give it
secret?
Away on the radio? It's all about the singing, really, in a lot of ways. And I have an old, I have a collection of old ukulele instruction books, and one of them says more eloquently than I'm going to that ukulele is a vocal accompaniment instrument. That's all it ever was. And so while you can have people like our incredible instructor, Daniel Ward, who will show you how to be amazing on it. And there's people online like Jake Shimabukuro, who is a worldwide phenomenon for his astounding chops. At the end of the day, the dirty trick of ukulele for us and for KYU is that we're just trying to get people to sing. And ukulele is the tool to do that.
But you don't have to sing well. Let me re-emphasize, you don't have to sing well. Yeah.
So that's how Bill does it.
Right.
But that's not how Elvis did it.
Well, honey, you just go on.
Elvis did it on the backside of his first single,
right.
Sun 209, Kentucky's Bluegrass.
Let it go. Let it all out.
Yes. A blue moon.
Kentucky, two different flavors, Mick Jeffries and Sarah Beth Brown Roby, here on 91.3 WUKY and WUKY.org. We're discussing KYUKE and the KUKE Fest that happens this weekend.
How do people find out about this? You got stuff online? You can go.
Yeah, If you go to kyuke.com, you can find us. We are also on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We update those pretty regularly. You can also find out about our open mics on Facebook. We always post before because we always pick a theme. So you can find out the theme. Mick will post a video of the communal song that we'll sing just so that you can get your feet wet on that if you're a little nervous. But you don't need any experience really with the song to walk in. We use very common chords at the end of that.
For the Uke Fest for Saturday and Sunday, is there a cost?
There is. Yeah.
How do you get tickets?
You get tickets through our website. Facebook is also connected to it. Also, if you have a group of people that are five or larger, if you just email Mick at Mr. Toasty, T-O-A-S-T-E-Y, at kyuke.com, he will get you a group discount.
I think you can use Mick at kyuke.com,
too. Can you use Mick, too? Well, let's use that. That's easier. Jeez.
As far as we know, this is the first ukulele festival that's ever happened in Kentucky.
Well, there's not one in Cincinnati. There's not one in Louisville. There's not one in Indianapolis. You have to drive quite a bit. And people are willing to do that. But we also wanted something really central.
And we're sure that we can show them a good time. So this is our inaugural year of this. And we're excited for people to come and go away thinking, wow, that was great. And whether
then we'll
that's,
welcome them back next year,
exactly.
And the year after that, and the year after
that. So if that's people who are experienced, they're going to get to come hang out and meet more ukulele players and see their friends. If they're beginners, they're going to walk away with, I guarantee you, thrilled about playing ukulele because they will have just been surrounded by all these ukulele players and they will have learned all kinds of things. And they also won't be able to wait until next year.
We know how well the festivals work for the bluegrass world and how important it is to gather all those musicians together, all different levels of experience and everything. And then, you know, you'll have, you know, established acts, established artists playing, but it's those jams and the jamborees that happen around
yep.
the festivals. So I guess you're seeing that for this festival as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. And we made sure that the Campbell House was okay with that. So they have a very nice pool area that we'll be hanging out in, and then all of those little nooks and crannies.
We may have to give everybody floats because their pool is an inconceivable 12 feet deep. They still have one of those pools.
Wow. I don't imagine that too many of the ukuleles are waterproof anyway.
Oh, so they are.
Joe.
You got one?
Joe.
But you would be wrong. Yeah.
There's a rich niche business.
There are three or four different
ukuleles brands.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah.
Because people will go on floats, river floats
okay.
on their ukuleles.
Okay. We are championed by this. Our whole thing kind of got launched because of a set of Waterman ukuleles that are made by Kala that were gifted to me by our good friend, Tracy.
Yeah.
We call her Tracy the Goat Lady. It's fun to have names in the ukulele world, mm-hmm. too. So Tracy the Goat Lady, who won a set of 35, I think, plastic ukuleles
wow.
from Kala for educational purposes. And
nice.
She gifted them to me. And that really was the foundation of Kentucky Uke right there.
Excellent.
So we take those around. And when we take those around, we can work with. And we'll be doing this the mm-hmm. Friday of Kentucky Uke Fest, going to schools. We'll show up with it. 50 ukuleles at least, and see what we can do with that.
That's good, because I imagine when you show up to these schools, they may not have ukuleles available to play.
Right.
So
that's part of the bigger plan. That's
we bring our
that's
own
the mid
ukuleles.
To, that's
yeah.
the mid to long range plan.
The long range plan, yeah.
yeah.
A ukulele for in every closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
out
or not
the
in the closet.
Out of the closet.
Yeah. And on every porch.
And we hope that we – I do – one of my personal – my diabolical personal goal is to kind of upend the cornerstone of like grade school music education and get ukulele into the mix, because I think that no matter what you're playing, I think everybody that's I would never claim that as a ukulele player that I have more passion than anyone else in people becoming interested in music. But with ukulele, I will say that there's a really clear avenue into it for anybody of any age.
We get started really early with kids. They learn a couple of chords, and within, I don't know, one or two sessions, they're coming back and saying, hey, I wrote this song. Do you want to hear it? Or they're saying, hey, I heard this song on the radio. Can you teach me how to play it?
Yeah.
It becomes something more than curriculum. It becomes part of them and their experience, and then they get to use that to see the world.
Sarah Beth, Mick, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your passion for ukulele. It is a fascinating instrument, and it is one, like you said, that you look at it and you think of it, but you can do a lot of stuff with that instrument, and it is a great instrument to share with folks. So this is an opportunity to do that. KY Uke Fest, or Cuke Fest,
right,
as you
yeah.
said, which I think is perfectly fine. We hope you get a good crowd down there at the Campbell House, and of course at the Lyric as well. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for listening to The Art Beat. I'm Joe Conkright. For 91.3 WUKY and WUKY.org.